views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. Each week, you'll learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness and explore the deeper knowledge within. Welcome home. Now here's your host, Dr. Kelly Neff.
Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Kelly, and you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience healing, inspiration, and knowledge. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on Lucid Planet Radio, we will have some of the most gifted scientists, healers, speakers, and authors helping you discover the greatest version of yourself. You can find out more at thelucidplanet.com and listen to all of the show archives at lucidplanetradio.com. Now, today's show is a very special one because I am inviting my partner, vibrational alchemist Jimmy Ohm, back to the show. And we are going to be talking about sex, love, and open relationships. Many of you might know that I am a psychologist and that I was a professor of human sexuality for more than 7 years. And my focus here was really helping people to accept and love their sexual bodies, their identities, their genders, etc. This summer, Jimmy and I have been traveling the country giving workshops and talks on the topic of conscious open relationships and how to navigate them. So what you might not know about me is that I am a bisexual woman. I have been married, divorced, in open relationships, and now Jimmy and I are in what's called a polyamorous relationship, which we will discuss in more detail about what that means and what that looks like throughout the course of the show. Now, in case you've missed Jimmy's past experiences on the show, he is a vibrational alchemist, meaning that he has learned how to manipulate many different kinds of vibrations and frequencies. Very cool stuff. In his late 20s, he was initiated into a collective of ancient wisdom keepers from the four corners of the earth. And through this process, he learned the art of restoring energetic harmony and balance into the body through conscious and subconscious techniques. He also, through this process, discovered his own natural talent as a medical intuitive, meaning that he is able to diagnose medical conditions, often with startling clarity, using what he calls the divine imagination. Jimmy is also a musician and a music producer, and he even wrote the intro music for the show, which is a track called Beneath the Ice, and you can find that on soundcloud.com/bass-traveler, which is his producer name. So as far as Jimmy and I go, we have very different backgrounds and trainings, and yet we have arrived here together very much at the same place when it comes to our relationship and the expression of our sexuality and our ideas about monogamy, commitment, etc. Although, of course, we are always growing and evolving, and we are new to this. And our goal in the show is not to tell the world that we're the experts and we know everything, but really to put our experience out there and our information out there and let people make their own decisions. So having said that, let's please welcome Jimmy Ohm to the show. Welcome, babe.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And yes, we know nothing.
It's true. It's almost like the more you learn, the more you realize how little you actually know.
Yes.
Yes. So we're definitely not trying to say that we're the experts. Really more, I think, and Jimmy, you can attest, so many people are looking to explore alternatives to monogamy. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think that around the globe, we're seeing that cheating is pretty much a part of our human nature, and maybe not for everyone, but most people, it would seem, have been either a victim of cheating or have cheated themselves. And I think that that lends to this feeling inside of what's wrong with me, or why can't I be satisfied or happy with this person, when in reality, I think maybe it's just not how we're really designed. And I don't know how we're designed. I don't have the blueprints, but I know for myself that I was a cheater in pretty much every relationship. And I would feel terrible and horrible after I did it. Yet I still felt this inclination for it. And as I learned to heal within myself, I was able to get truth with myself, really get real and realize that it's not so much that I'm unhappy with my partner, but that there are needs that my partner maybe can't meet. And I needed a safe place to find a way to get those needs met while I continue to grow and develop. And that's how we came together.
Absolutely. I mean, it really begs the question, you know, is monogamy a natural institution? The fact that, you know, 50% plus marriages end in divorce, and statistics show anywhere from 75% to about 90% of people have either cheated or been cheated on. We don't see monogamy in any of the advanced primates that mirror our very similar DNA. And it certainly does make us wonder, you know, maybe a big part of the problem is we are trying to adhere to a structure that doesn't serve us and is possibly even unnatural to us. And by trying to adhere to that and then repeatedly failing, we're actually shaming ourselves.
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
Yeah. So I wanted to bring up, before we continue, this alternative perspective. And I know Jimmy's very familiar with this as well. So I'm just throwing it out there. You know, we live in a society that's this kind of individualistic society where we have our house and our land and our family and our white picket fence. And then the person next door has the same thing. And we do our own thing. We're not sharing anything.
Yes.
And this is the way that our society has been structured for about, I don't know, 10,000 years. But Jimmy, would you like to comment on what our society potentially looked like before those 10,000 years ago, maybe for the last several million years of human evolution? What did our lives actually look like?
Well, I don't think they had inheritance laws back then. And I don't think they had a structure that promoted you get yours, you protect it, you stockpile it, and then you pass it down to your children. I think it was more along the lines of the entire community benefits from all hands on deck, working for a common goal and sharing all of it. And I think that they spent most of their time in communal spaces, communal ceremonies, and communal sharing of the upbringing of children. So to me, it seems not far-fetched that they likely shared partners as well.
Absolutely. And this perspective, Jimmy and I are not evolutionary psychologists or evolutionary biologists or anthropologists, but this perspective is explored in wonderful detail in Christopher Ryan's book, Sex at Dawn, where it really goes deep into, you know, are the traditional Darwinian kind of notions of masculinity and femininity, are they actually legitimate when we talk about the evolution of the species? Are we actually missing a huge component of it? And certainly the kind of hunter-gatherer societies dominate human evolution and human history. And within those hunter-gatherer societies, there are still some that exist in very remote parts of the globe. There is an overall sharing of resources, of responsibilities, and of sexual partners. So it makes us wonder if actually, what if for millions of years, humans actually evolved as a polyamorous species and not a monogamous species? And what does that mean for the way that we actually interact with each other and our environment and other people?
Yeah, well, I think it means for us that, well, some of us who feel an inclination towards this polyamory or open relationships, we feel that that part's missing from us. And we see the way that we were raised in our nuclear families, and we see the way that our families behaved. And certainly we've had fathers, mothers who might have cheated, families fell apart, siblings, cousins. We've seen it continuously happening where there is not that true monogamy. And so maybe we're feeling something's missing or something isn't right. I do believe that for some, they're very monogamous. I think that my sweet grandmother is that way. She truly believes it, and that's how she wants to live her life. And I'm there saying, I support that. And luckily, she supports my belief.
You make a great point. We are certainly not trying to promote the idea that monogamy is somehow, or monogamy is worse than polyamory, or polyamory is better than monogamy, or you're more spiritual if you're polyamorous. It's more that for some people, polyamory does play into that spiritual notion of not having ownership over people in your life and having this kind of like abundance of love that you can have multiple partners and everybody's okay with that. But that does not necessarily mean that one is better than the other. It's just different. And what this is about is a subjective experience of deciding what serves you on this journey, in this reality, for your highest growth. And for some people, that might be monogamy. And for other people, we've seen it's definitely not monogamy. Like you said, lives get destroyed sometimes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's possible that lives can get destroyed through polyamory too. I want to just...
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, it's not like, oh, polyamory is this great, easy solution. Polyamory is very challenging.
And it is.
Yeah. It's really... it requires a lot of presence and a lot of communication and an incredible amount of time management.
That's our one resource that's not in abundance. Love is abundant, but time is not. And trust is really the foundation of all of this.
Exactly. And we're going to talk much more about that later on in the show. I just wanted to briefly define, if you're listening and you haven't heard the word polyamory, or you hear it bounced around and you don't know what it is, polyamory is a word that was created in the 90s to describe people in multiple loving, intimate relationships. So poly is the Greek for many, and amory or amorous is Latin for love. So it's a Greek Latin fusion term.
Yes, many of us have a problem with this word, but
yes,
it exists.
When it comes to language, when it comes to sex, language does definitely limit us for sure. And we're going to talk about that and so much more after the break. So stick with us to learn more about what polyamory looks like and tips for maybe starting to open this up in your life. Or maybe you just want to hear more about a couple who's in a polyamorous relationship. And that would be us. So you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. And I'm here with my partner, vibrational alchemist, Jimmy Ohm. So stay tuned and we will be right back after the break.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Tune in to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND. I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight?
Can't you just let it be? We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. My guest today is my partner, Jimmy Ohm, who is here talking with us about love, sex, and open relationships. But before we continue, I just want to make sure that everybody knows how to contact us and to learn more about our workshops and how to find us. So on Facebook, you can find me at The Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly, as well as on the website, thelucidplanet.com. You can email Jimmy at divineimagination@hotmail.com. That's right. Right?
Yes. Divine Imagination.
Yes. Okay, perfect. And also, you can find us, our last festival of the summer is going to be Enchanted Forest Mendocino from August 14th to 16th. And this is going to be the best festival of the year, keeping it sexy, sacred, silly, and saucy. There's going to be fantastic music, beautiful surroundings, lots of comfortable spaces, lots of workshops. And Jimmy and I will be there in the flesh doing a workshop we're calling Polyamory 101, really an introduction to all of this. And then I'm also doing another workshop, which is entitled Sex as a Catalyst for Transformation. So we would love to see you if you're in the Northern California region or if you're heading that way in the next couple weeks. You can find out more and buy tickets at www.enchantedforestmendo.com. So that being said, let's jump back into where we left off, which is really talking about the idea of love and loving multiple people and what that looks like. Now, we live in a world that tells us there's not enough love to go around. We live in a world that programs us with ideas of scarcity, not just about love, but there's not enough money, there's not enough oil, there's not enough water, there's not enough everything. Right, Jimmy?
Yes, very much.
Yeah. And what does that do to us when we have a scarcity mentality?
Well, it causes us to tighten up. And when we tighten up, we hold on to things. And when we hold on, we hoard. And in loving relationships where love is truly abundant in every direction for everyone, we tend to hold on to things we shouldn't be. And there's those adages of, if you love someone, set it free. And if it's yours, it comes back to you. But it's never really yours. None of this is ours. We don't own anything. So that adage is part of that scarcity model.
Yes.
And really, love is abundant. And we love so many people. We love our family. We love our cousins. We love our friends. We love our friends' friends. So why can we only have enough love for one partner? Now, some people only want to love that one partner, and I think that's beautiful. But some of us have enough love that we want to start spreading it around to other people. And that's where we decided to take our lives.
Absolutely. And so really, it's not about, oh, well, I have to lock this, for us at least, it's not about, I have to lock this person down because if I don't, I'll lose them and I won't get any love. Or if he's dating someone else, then I'm going to be completely left out. It's more that if he's dating someone else, that's going to make him feel happy. And then he's going to have even more love to give to me because he's going to feel like his needs are being met and he can explore what he needs to explore in his journey. So there's very much a kind of pseudo-Buddhist, New Age kind of idea here of, and Jimmy touched on it already, of this lack of ownership. You know, we don't own anything. Our possessions, we don't even really own, and we certainly can't take them with us.
Or our bodies.
Or even our bodies get returned.
Yeah, we don't own anything.
Yeah, so we certainly don't own another person and their decisions, their feelings, their behaviors. So much of the letting go aspect here really is about letting people be who they are, and accepting them for it. And that also begins with accepting yourself for who you are.
Yes.
And that can be a really scary process, because part of that often involves admitting that, okay, well, I don't fit into the norm. I don't fit into what I'm maybe supposed to do according to organized religion or my parents or society or school or whatever. That actually I need to do what feels right for me, and that's different, and that's okay. And
yes.
So finding strength in that acceptance, right, is how we start to then accept other people for who they are, both sexually and non-sexually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the most common thing I hear at these workshops when we're done is, you know, I really want to do this, but I'm scared. And my first thing is to start asking questions. And
yes.
the fear that they usually have really isn't the fear that they think, but it comes from this place of jealousy. And I mean, jealousy is, it's not programmed in us and a permanent thing. We can get past it. And I was explaining this to my grandmother not too long ago. The word compersion, she'd never even heard about it. Everyone knows jealousy is one of these programmed things we have in us, but we also have something else. And that's where we find joy and happiness, when our loved ones experience something that makes them happy. And so we wrap up their joy and happiness into our jealousy, and we miss out on this wonderful gift of compersion, where we can sit and bask in this warmth of happiness that they have found something that makes them happy. And so I hear this, oh, I'm way too jealous for this behavior. And that is an indicator to me that it's time to really get down to you. And why are you jealous? What is it? What's powering this jealousy? Because maybe it's not what you think it is.
So, Jimmy, what is your advice for people who want to explore either polyamory or open relationships? And we will define what those are in a little bit. But they want to have intimate relationships with multiple partners, but they feel jealous sharing their partner, or they feel jealous about what their partner might be doing. What is your advice for them to get over that?
Well, taking a step into this is huge. And trust is really the issue here. And if you can't be honest with yourself, then there's no way you can be 100% honest with your partner. And we're not robots. We're flesh and blood. So honesty can't always be 100% with humans. Maybe it's 93%, you know, and the rest we hold for ourselves, because emotions and feelings get into stuff. But really, my advice is, if you're even considering this and you feel that this resonates as a truth to you, you got to get real with yourself so that you can truly be real with your partner. And that's what I've seen has been the consistent roadblock with other polyamorous people that I've known. But that's also been what's a guide for me, because I've seen truth and honesty in ways I was like, wow, could I be that honest? Well, I need to go find out within myself first before I dip my toes in or start screwing stuff up.
Literally and figuratively.
Yes.
You know, I think that you raise a great point, and we will get to more of this later, about permission and about really talking things out before you get involved. The goal of open relationships and polyamory is not, oh, sorry, babe, yeah, I had sex with so-and-so the other night, and yeah, oops, I forgot to tell you, but it's cool, right? Because we're in an open relationship. For us, and maybe for some people it is, but for me and Jimmy, for Jimmy and I, that is not what this is about. This is about being very present and having permission and trust, so that I know, hey, Jimmy, I'm going to come to him beforehand and say, my mom might want to have sex with so-and-so, and it could be a male or a female. And he might say, well, so do I. Or he'll say, okay, that's great, you should do that. Or he'll say, I don't know about that, I have to think about it, and let's get back to it. And that doesn't give me permission to just go jump into it because I feel like it. If anything, polyamory and open relationships require even more presence of mind for your partner and their emotions. And
definitely.
How they feel.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. So let me just very quickly, before we continue this discussion, open relationships means that you are having sex with multiple people at once. And there are many different forms of this. This is very much almost a blanket terminology. For example, there's swinging, where couples have sex with other couples, or there's more casual sexual relationships. I mean, there literally are so many different types of open relationships. And for us, polyamory is a form of an open relationship where we are in a relationship with each other, and we are also in either a relationship or a few relationships with other people. And these are all intimate, loving relationships. And again, the goal here is to be in a relationship, not just have casual sex with people. For us, like, we've been there, we've done that. We still do it occasionally, but it's really more about building intimacy and building something that's real.
Yes.
And within that, there's different ways of kind of structuring it hierarchically. And for anybody who really wants to know more about this in detail, I strongly recommend Franklin View's book, More Than Two. And he also has a fantastic website, morethan2.com. And I would like to get him on the show at some point.
Yes.
He's one of the foremost experts in all the different ways that this can work. So for Jimmy and I, we are each other's primary partner. We share a life together. We own a home together. We spend a lot of time together. And I have a boyfriend who's my secondary partner, and Jimmy has a girlfriend who is his secondary partner. And the word secondary has nothing to do with how much you like them, that they're secondary in love or emotion or fun that you have together. It's just that they're secondary in terms of the role that they play in your life because you have a primary. Would you say that's a good way of describing it?
Definitely.
Okay. So, and sometimes there'll be other arrangements where there'll be several people are all primary or with each other, or they don't want to have these types of designations, or it's more open. And so, you know, basically there's so many different ways to orchestrate this. This is what works for us. And then in addition, Jimmy's partner, who's his secondary, she also has a primary partner, and then he has a partner. So it's what we call the little poly chain or poly family where, and we'll all hang out together, all six of us, along with my secondary partner too. And that's a really amazing experience. And some people might think it's super hippy dippy or whatever, but it's really not. It's just recognizing that this is happening.
Yeah, we're not playing guitar singing Kumbaya. We're having fun with each other and
there might be a little bit of guitar, but that's a separate thing. When I come back, we're going to head to the break, and when I come back with Jimmy Ohm, we will talk more about how to find happiness and fulfillment in polyamorous relationships with a little bit of guitar and Kumbaya. So stay tuned and we will be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Clairvoyance, a gift few have.
And even fewer match the powers of one of America's best.
Dr. Linda Salvin. Dr. Linda's uncanny ability drills to the core of your issues to bring you quick and accurate answers and predictions. In more than two decades, Dr. Linda has helped over 75,000 people.
On national radio, by phone, in person.
When you need answers, Dr. Linda makes it clear. Book your time with this legendary seer now. Click on lindasalvin.com.
Or call 888-509-1077.
Tune in to Prescience Life Radio with host Mia Simone. Mia is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Join Mia and discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. To learn more about Mia, visit PrescienceLife.com.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Allie Katz. Join Allie and Dr. Pat as Allie introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Allie, visit atozenmeditation.com.
snap. We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and I have Jimmy Ohm here today talking about sex, love, and open relationships. And Jimmy and I are in a polyamorous relationship, and so we wanted just to put some information out there for people who might be curious about how that works, or just maybe want to learn more and one day pursue this. So we thought a good place to start, coming back from the break, might be this common misconception out there. A lot of people going into this want the opportunity to be with multiple partners, but again, they're not ready to share their partner with multiple partners, or they want their partner just to be faithful to them.
Or it's like we can bring girls in, but no guys, or guys in, no girls. Rules and regulations to it.
Yes, exactly. And there's a lot of different rules and regulations. But if you think that you can be with whoever you want and your partner can't, now you're just cheating. I mean, let's be honest. Now you're just so really, and that's okay if there's rules and regulations. The most important thing is for everybody to do what feels right for them as a couple. It doesn't matter what any other couples are doing. And we've certainly had some interesting experiences where we've seen couples doing this in a way that we thought we could never do, but it works great for them. And then we've tried it and it's worked for us, or it hasn't. But everyone's different. This is a subjective thing. There's no right or wrong way to do it. But if you're lying and you're not being honest and you're trying to take advantage of people, then that's the wrong way. That's really all it's about. But as far as what kind of, you know, situations you want to create for yourselves, that's up to the couple, and that's beautiful to get to explore that.
Yes.
So we thought we would just go through a little list we made in our heads of what it takes for polyamorous relationships to work and to be happy and fulfilling. And the first thing that I have on my list is communication.
Yes.
Yes. So you have to be upfront and honest before you do anything. Jimmy, would you care to weigh in on communication?
Oh, well, you know, this is the trick of communication that I've seen happen. I've had it happen, and it's a slippery slope. You talk about how important it is to communicate, and then your partner starts openly communicating, and then you are withholding but acting like you're communicating. That's mm-hmm. going to break the trust.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think a lot of the time we do want to protect people's feelings. And I liked what you brought up earlier, humans, maybe they can't handle 100% honesty, of course, from like Interstellar, right? They said 90% honesty, but I really think you have to try your best to bring 100% honesty. Unfortunately, a lot of times that honesty can hurt your partner. Having to say something to your partner like, well, you're not enough for me, and I also want to be with other people, that can hurt them. But you know what's going to hurt them more? If you lie to them about that. And then you seek it out behind their back.
Yes.
Trying to hide the truth because you don't want to hurt them. The truth will always, as Buddha says, only three things remain, won't remain hidden long: the sun, the moon, and the truth. I mean, the truth will come out. And so being honest and upfront, even when it might hurt your partner, and even when you're afraid. Because we've been conditioned that we can't talk about our sexuality and we can't talk about our sexual desires and identities. We have such a narrow box for acceptable masculinity and femininity. But you have to know you're in a safe place. And the safe place only comes through communication and, of course, trust. Trust is really the big one. And I see almost communication as a subset of trust.
Yes.
So, Jimmy, tell me, as somebody who has experienced a lot of different types of relationships and relational situations, how do you build trust with your partner in an open relationship?
Well, talk is cheap. And yes. Actions are really the best way to build trust. If this person knows they can count on you not to over-promise and under-deliver, I think that's the way to go, is truly action. It takes time to build a foundation in a relationship. Some people can right out of the gate go right into open relationships. Maybe both were in open relationships. They know they can't go back. And so right out of the gate, they're communicating. But at the same time, now they have to build trust together. Others need trust first. They need that foundation, and then they move into it. And maybe one of the partners doesn't even know the other partner needs this and is about to get blindsided. But, you know, give it to them straight, give them time to properly heal and work through it. And if they can't, ball's in their court to say, this doesn't work. And sometimes you can't go back and you have to say, okay, we part company.
Yep. And that's just the reality. And certainly communication and trust are huge also in monogamous relationships too. I mean, any relationship, you must have this foundation before you try to explore, in my opinion. I mean, Jimmy and I, we've been in an open relationship for just about 2 years where we would dabble either bringing single girls or single guys home or having sex with other couples or dating other couples. But we've really only been in a secure enough place to do the polyamory thing where we're having intimate time with other partners. Really, it's just the last couple months.
We grew it over the last couple of months because it took time to really build that foundation for us. And that's just our model. That's how we wanted to work it.
You know, treat this as a process. You don't jump from point A to point B. You have to show each other that you can do it before you just jump in head first. Strong foundation is key here. Something else that's really important is time management. Jimmy mentioned earlier, the only resource in our entire existence that is not abundant is time. We only have so much time. And someone asked a really funny question during one of our last workshops. They said, do you guys have jobs and do you work and, you know, do you have kids? Because this seems like it takes a lot of time to manage all these partners and different people. And I said, yes, absolutely. We have jobs and we work. We're very busy people. It's time management.
Yes.
That is the key. And so, Jimmy, can you weigh in on this? How does time management work for this?
Well, for you and I, we both work from home and we are entrepreneurs as well as passionate people. So we see each other all the time. And that could lead to passionate little scuffles here and there, only because we need a little bit of time away from each other. So for us, what works great is we get time with our partners, our secondary partners, away from the home where we're out on dates. Maybe we're going to sleep over, do a hotel, or do some kind of event. And so with time management, it's really important that we spend that time with our other partners because we all like to be around each other. But it's also important time management for us to get away from us as primary partners. So that fits into it. And that's something some people don't always consider.
Yeah. When primary partners live together, it's definitely a different experience from primary partners who don't live together, I think,
yes,
in the way that time is shared. I wanted to speak to activities because I think activities are really important. And when you're in polyamory, your partner is going to be doing different things with their other partners than they do with you. And it can make you jealous at first. And I'm not going to lie, I was jealous when Jimmy's other partner took him to yoga and he actually went to yoga. And granted, she did trick him into going to yoga.
Well, hot yoga.
Hot yoga. I have been trying to get this boy to go to yoga for years and he always has some reason why he can't go to yoga. But he went with her. And my first instinct was like, man, like, can't believe you'd go to a yoga with her, but not with me. And then, you know, I realized it's not about me. It's about the end goal and the outcome that thanks to this person being in his life, he's trying new things that are good for him. So who cares if it took her to get him to go? Like, the important thing is that he went, and I can have compassion for that and be happy for that he got to experience that. But it's little tiny things like those where you kind of catch yourself in this old way of thinking and you have to adjust your thinking patterns to keep them in perspective.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing I wanted to bring up before we go into the break was the idea of ethics and safety and safe sex. You know, I mentioned the poly chain or the poly family, how Jimmy's partner has a partner who has a partner who has a partner. This isn't any different from real life where people are all cheating. So yep. People are still all going to be having sex with each other. The difference is here, everybody knows about it and can have a dialogue about safe sex.
And what's really important is no one person is the mediator. We all have a chance to communicate, so no one can pull anything, any sly little trick or whatever.
That's very true as well. So when what Jimmy's saying is, for example, me and his partner, she and I will go out and we'll talk about stuff, and Jimmy will go out with my partner without me there. And that just makes sure that everybody's on the same page. So instead of a bunch of people all cheating on each other and not knowing who their partner's having sex with or what's going on, this is actually a great way for us of bringing things into the open and being very realistic and honest about our expectations and about what's happening so that people don't get hurt or so that there aren't any, you know, major problems. And I think that's really incredibly important. So that being said, we're going to head to the break again. I feel like we could talk about this forever, right? I guess we do. We talk about it a lot. So this is The Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly. And when we come back from the break, Jimmy Ohm and I will share a little bit more about what we've learned engaging in polyamorous, open, intimate relationships. So stay with us and we will see you in a couple minutes. All right. Bye.
Want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Dr. Linda Salvin,
metaphysical master,
now bringing insight and metaphysical abundance to your living room with her spirit-filled candle line, Wicks of Wisdom. Dr. Linda's unique formulations of pure and powerful herbs, oils, and essences can assist you in love, luck, finances, health, and more.
Wait till you experience the power of Wicks of Wisdom.
Find out how these amazing candles can help you. See them now and order yours at lindasalvin.com.
Or call 888-509-1077.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author, Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Sorry, I had to. Welcome back to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. And if you're just joining us, I am here with Jimmy Ohm, my partner, and we have been talking about advice for engaging in polyamory and open relationships. And remember, we are not experts. We are dabbling, experimenting, enthusiastic amateurs, whatever you want to call it. And if you're looking to get in touch with us, you can find me on Facebook, The Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly, and also at thelucidplanet.com. You can email Jimmy at divineimagination@hotmail.com and let us know if you want to do some private couples or sex counseling sessions via phone or Skype. I know there's a lot of people always asking when we do workshops, and we will be doing our final workshop of the summer, probably at Enchanted Forest in Mendocino, which is in the Northern California area, from October 14th to 16th. So we'd love to see you there, give you big hugs, and talk about sexy, fun things.
Yeah, can't wait.
Can't wait. It's going to be awesome, right, babe?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. So that being said, we wanted to close it out and just talking about kind of freedom and what it means to have freedom in a society that's so constraining, and a body, a life that can feel so constraining sometimes. And often we have this picture of men that they want to have sex with everything that moves. They're not thinking clearly, you know, they're distracted constantly. They're always checking out other girls. And we have found that being polyamorous or open has really helped us to kind of be more present in that having the freedom almost takes away that drive state for other people, because you know you can have it. And it's that age-old adage of people want what they can't have. So suddenly if you can have it, you don't really want it as much. Jimmy, do you agree with that?
Well, I just know my own experiences. One being in relationships where I would get in trouble because the waitress flirted with me. Or because I might have flirted back without even realizing it, because I am a flirt by nature.
Oh my and gosh,
so by being in that relationship where I'm confined and have no freedom there, I might cheat. And then we break up. And now we're broken up, and now I'm out hitting everything that'll move because I'm trying to satisfy something inside me that I'm not connected to yet. And then I realize, wow, I'm not really satisfied with that. I'm tired of having the same conversations and the same dates and the same stories, blah, blah, blah. And now I'm back in a relationship, but now my freedom is restricted again, and suddenly I feel like cheating. And so what I found through this was that it actually brought me to a place present in my body where I was connected to why my behavior kept following these patterns and why I was objectifying people that really are beautiful souls that are valuable in so many ways that they don't deserve to be objectified. And so this taught me a valuable lesson about where I was really coming from within myself, and gave me that safe place to say, well, it's not really that I need to go cheat or have sex. It's that I want the ability to be myself 100% with a stranger and have that reciprocated.
This is so important. That's beautiful. And now I'm the one checking out all the girls.
Which I don't mind.
I'm just messing, kind of. And, you know, I think this is a beautiful thing, because we do want to, you know, we all want to become more complete and whole and balanced people. And that's why we're here, is to learn those lessons. You know, the Earth School or the Soul School, which we talk about a lot on the Lucid Planet.
Yes.
And this is an important part of that. And really, sex and the expression of sex is very spiritual, not in the religious sense, but because you're connecting and merging your energy with another person. And it's a very enriching and creative and beautiful thing to share with someone. And to have permission to share that with multiple people for us has been incredibly enriching to our lives. I mean, women carry the DNA of their sexual partners for life. Let's just let that sink in about what that means. This is a sacred thing. And so having consent from your partner to be able to share that is also a very sacred thing. And did you have a comment on that, Jimmy? I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to say that every day, whether you're at a grocery store or a music event or out with friends having drinks, you're meeting people every single day, and you never know who you're going to meet. And this person coming into your life might teach you a very valuable lesson. And so by having this openness and this freedom to explore this, but also communicate with trust with your partner about this, opens that door so that really good people can keep coming into your life. And sometimes that person's not really there for you, but it's there for your partner. And that can be a beautiful thing.
That's a great point. And it doesn't mean you have to have sex with all of these people.
No, maybe it's just a little making out or a little playing with each other. And then you realize, you know, this person isn't really what I thought I was. Maybe I was too buzzed at the bar. And
I'm so glad you brought that up. Sorry to cut you off, but it is very important not to make these decisions while intoxicated.
Absolutely.
I mean, we can agree, especially when we're going around music festivals giving these talks, and people are sometimes intoxicated and they're like, we love each other, but let's try to be open and let's bring this person in, or I'm going to go have sex with this person. And it all seems great at the moment because, you're drunk or whatever. But really, if you're going to do this, do not make important relationships decisions while intoxicated. Make sure that this is something you've talked over. And especially if it's your first time, don't do it while you're wasted after the bar. This does not serve you. Yeah, it might be fun, but it doesn't serve you. What serves you really is being present and paying attention to yourself and the people around you. And we speak from experience of making mistakes, right? I mean, we made mistakes.
We're
not perfect. I mean, we've learned, and many people that we know have also learned this lesson. And sometimes this is just a lesson that people need to learn, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I wanted to add one thing about jealousy. One thing I've noticed is that this jealousy sometimes is the catalyst for changing your relationship dynamic. You find that jealousy starts moving you and pushing you into ways where you want to be better to your partner. You want to show her more respect or just a better time. You want to learn something about her body more so. So the jealousy isn't always a bad thing. And I was thinking about that on the break and just wanted to bring that up.
It's absolutely true. Well, they say our emotions are a tool and they're there to guide us. And so that jealousy, it's not there to make you angry and crazy, but it's there to maybe point you into ways that you can work on yourself.
Improve yourself.
Yeah, that's wonderful, because the jealousy is part of life, but it doesn't have to tank us and it doesn't have to run us. We can learn from it and harness it as a tool or a catalyst. That's a great point, Jimmy.
Thank you.
For sure. Really, this is the last couple minutes of the show. That went by fast today.
Yes.
I guess that's what happens when you're talking about stuff you're really passionate about. Although I guess that the show always goes by fast for me. I love it. I'm happy to be here. And I'm really grateful to Jimmy Ohm for being willing to join me again on the show. You have such a sexy radio voice, baby.
Thank you.
You do. So our tip for the week really is be honest with yourself and your partners about who you are and what you want. And that is the recipe for happiness, no matter what it is, monogamy, polyamory, something else. That's the way to go. So I just want to say, thank you everyone for tuning in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly today. I had a really great time. This was a special show. And you can join me every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Mountain, and 2 p.m. Pacific. You can also find me at thelucidplanet.com and connect with me on Facebook and Twitter at The Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly. And you can listen live on the East Coast, WBLQ, 1230 a.m. New York, and KKNW, 1150 a.m. in Seattle, and also listen streaming on transformationtalkradio.com. So next week on Lucid Planet Radio, I am thrilled to welcome Dr. Fred Luskin. He was the renowned psychologist and the true expert in the field of forgiveness. He is author of such books as Forgive for Good and Forgive for Love. And we are going to be talking about how to heal yourself using forgiveness, how to actually heal your body and your mind by practicing forgiveness. And I think that is so incredibly important. So again, thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you.
It was great to have you. And to all of our listeners, we will see you next week.
You've been listening to the hit show, Lucid Planet Radio, with renowned psychologist and author, Dr. Kelly Neff. Tune in each week as we illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. This hit show will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake up to the greatest version of yourself. Learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness as you explore the deeper knowledge, passion, and purpose within. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for upcoming show topics and to contact Dr. Kelly.